Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Got a very special program for you today, as we do every Sunday as we bring you Dr. Tom Rozelle. And you know, this is no different, but it's a very special guest as well. We're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. Well, we'll say the roots of who I am and what I do, and that's called chiropractic. You know, all of you know and should know that my first degree was in chiropractic, and I've added a whole bunch of stuff on top of that over the period of years. But I love talking about the essence of the nervous system, neurology, and how things express themselves, because truly what you are in the physical world is a manifestation of what the nerves do to your body. But that nervous system starts with your brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves, and expression thereof. And, you know, we get messed up sometimes because those nerves don't work the way they're supposed to. And I have a very special guest today, someone who has joined our practice, someone who I'm very excited about, who has great talent, tremendous capacity, and keeps the rest of us highly testosterone crazy guys, docs in the office, way under control. And, you know, I'd like to introduce you to a very different, gentle place in our practice, Dr. Marquise Rivera. Dr. Marquise, welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Thanks for saying yes to join me today.
Hey, good morning to everyone. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It's, you know, this is fun. This is, you know, I want people to be able to meet you and to understand the bandwidth of where you come from and what's going on in your world and the applications that you bring to the practice and so forth. You've got quite a story behind you, not only, you know, having gone through one of the more prestigious schools in the country, you know, Life University down in Atlanta, and having graduated with a Doctor of Chiropractic degree after undergraduate school, but you did a lot of things after that. We'll get into the chiropractic thing a little bit, but, you know, after you graduated, you took it upon your own motivation to serve mankind and serve humanity. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So after graduation, well, in the middle of graduation, at the last few months of prior to graduating, I actually did a residency within the VA. I was actually the first student from Life University to engage in that service. And it was truly an honor. I was really learning how to express myself as a leader and as a healer and as an educator in a multidisciplinary system. And as we know, in that center, we were able to effectively be there for the person, for the individual, and really cater our care to them individually. Because as we know, chiropractic is individual with everyone. So within the VA, we did many modalities like acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy, and it's all catered to that one individual. And we were actually creating conservative treatments. So that was really awesome to learn and to engage in that.
Now, we have an audience that is Washington metropolitan area and throughout the country. We have people listening to us all over the world. But the United States Veterans Administration introduced chiropractic. Now it's been quite some time, and people aren't aware of that. What's it? Do you know the history on that? And, you know, what's really happening to bring that service to more and more people, more veterans?
Absolutely. So chiropractic started introducing within the VA about over 10 years ago, and now they're starting to really bring up the science, the correlative science that they're seeing, that the positive effects that it has on veterans that are addicted to pain medications, such as opioids. As we know, that's a major cause of many myriad of sickness and disease, and therefore they tried to go through a different route to better serve our veterans. And they were able to give people chiropractic options, give acupuncture options, instead of taking this opioid that's actually damaging their body, or actually taking them to a state of depression. So we started to see that that has a positive effect, and they're doing advanced research on that through chiropractic. And so Dr. Lisi is actually one of the directors of this program within the VA. And he's really excited that, you know, it's now opening up for many, many, many students, many doctors as well to apply and to kind of engage into holistic practices in a hospital setting.
You know, it's amazing that it's taken so long, but I'm so grateful that we finally have it in place. Through my career, 44 years in the trenches, if you will, you know, we've done everything that we can to support our veterans, both directly through the practice, through our foundation, caring for others, and, you know, just the things that we've been involved in over a period of time, because it's so necessary. As I've said on the program, you know, on a regular basis, these people have given us the rights, the privileges, the freedoms that we have to be able to express our life the way that we choose to make it happen. But I want to thank you for taking that opportunity and jumping in after graduation and doing those things. You also you did a couple mission trips outside the United States. What was that all about? I mean, there's very few people that will take of themselves, and particularly out of school. Here you are with debts. You're coming out of school. You've got to get busy. You've got to start getting income. But you took another journey for a short period of time. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. I did about two mission trips. One was in Colombia, and it was about a week trip that we did. A few of us from chiropractors around the world, from Spain, from France, from the United States. And we all came as a team to really serve and inspire the need, right? Those that are in need for chiropractic and to get educated on the philosophy, what we do, and how they can have a positive effect on their well-being. So we were able to do short introductions of what our profession is all about. We adjusted multiple military militants in the Colombia district as well. We were able to communicate with the governor and let them know the premise of why we were here and to help those that are in need. As well as I went to Costa Rica. Costa Rica was a phenomenal trip as well. We were able to engage with the community. We were able to have them know the function of their nervous system, how it's truly how we perceive our life. It's our executive function. It's our personality. It's all done through the nervous system. And that's key into letting them know that we want them to understand the power they were brought up to be innately. We were born with this innate power within us. And us as chiropractors, we bring them out. We express that out through the nervous system. And so we wanted to have them have an individual outlook on what chiropractic is truly about. And we were able to do that for thousands in Colombia, in Costa Rica. So it was a beautiful experience, and it really humbled me.
Well, I congratulate you. And that's one of the things that really impressed me initially about you and your willingness to extend yourself beyond the confines, you will, of what we do within the medical arena, but taking it to people who are in need, people who have less than we could possibly think of, and make that happen. And I applaud you for that, and thank you very much for sharing that with our audience. My guest in studio today, Dr. Marquise Rivera. She's a new addition to the Rizal Center for Healing in Fairfax. And she's not totally new. She's been with us now for a while, but it's new to the Dr. Tom Rizal radio platform. And we're talking about the essence, the basis of what my life has been about for 44 years professionally, and that's chiropractic and what that really is, and you know, the platform that we look at everything from. Again, Dr. Marquise, it's really a pleasure to have you here with me on the program. Let's talk a little bit about, for those who really don't understand the parameters of chiropractic, it's built on a very, very simple philosophy. And we talk about neurological interference. Let's address that a little bit so people really get it, understand how the body begins to express itself in a state of health and expresses itself in a state of dysfunction, if you will, leading to disease and, you know, unfortunate situations from the impairment, if you will, from the nervous system.
Absolutely. So chiropractic was based on the premise of subluxation, bone out of alignment. B.J. Palmer and D.D. Palmer in the 1800s, they discovered that. that if a bone is out of place, your neurology is going to be aberrant. It's going to be dysfunctional. And so we're starting to see through advanced studies that not just chiropractic caters to neck pain and back pain, it's actually stimulating the nervous system, the brain. And so when we speak of chiropractic, we like to mention the vertebral spine. The vertebral spine is what houses the spinal cord. The spinal cord is what houses nerves, houses our lymphatic system, and houses our arterioles. It houses connective tissue and adipose tissue. And if those structures get pressure or get in a state of disaffrontation, you're actually going to be expressing yourself in an aberrant way, correct? So with chiropractic, we adjust the body. So therefore, well-being can be expressed. So when we think of the structures of the spine, lumbar, thoracic, and cervical spine, we have a natural curvature. And through stress and through, let's say, remodeling, right? We're in the state that we're always on our phones. We're always having that improper posture. That can actually have effect on not just structurally, but also neurologically. And so we talk about David's Law and Wolf's Law. We're talking about how stress in the body can remodel itself based on stress. So if you're constantly looking at your phone, having proper posture, your neck muscles are starting to spasm. They're starting to remodel the bone. So we look at this philosophy as an entity. It's like, let's make sure we have proper alignment of the spine. So therefore your body can function at its best and at its proper way.
You know, it's interesting when we go through that and you're talking about, I'm going to clean it up for our audience a little bit because, you know, we talk about lumbar spine and thoracic spine and cervical spine. And what we're really talking about, most people understand it, but a lot of people don't, is low back, mid back, and your neck. And, you know, that houses the spinal cord and the 31 nerves that come off the cord, and they divide and they stimulate the organs and they stimulate muscle patterns and so forth. So correct me, you know, and I'm going to kind of regurgitate, if you will, a little piece of what you said. So when we have spinal misalignment of the vertebrae, of the individual bones of the spine that protect the cord and the blood supply and the lymphatic system and so forth, if those vertebrae, if those bones of the spine that protect all of this are aberrant in some way, meaning misaligned, then we can cause a impairment of expression, if you will, of the nervous system, and subsequently the targets that they go to, and they divide, they go to muscles, they go to organs, they those targets aren't working the way they're supposed to. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
You know, I want to get into, when we get back into, you know, the second half of the program, I want to get back and talk about specifically, you know, how this causes organ systems not to fire properly, how this causes the muscle patterns to be inhibited and weak, how people end up with pain. Because I think at the end of the day, people don't quite understand what really goes on over a period of time, that when we have these small, minor offsetterings of structural impairment, if you will, we'll call it that, that the body becomes inhibited, the body begins to break down, the body no longer has the optimization of expression that it needs to have to be present in the world. And that's what intrigued me. And, you know, my story of how I stayed in chiropractic, because I was off to medical school, I was going to be a surgeon. And, you know, but there were things that happened in my world that caused me to say, hey, listen, I don't have to go anyplace else, but maybe we'll tell that story as the program goes on. We're coming up to a break. My guest is Marquise Rivera, a new doctor to the Rizal Center for Healing. She's been with us a while, but new to our audience on Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We've got a whole lot more to share with you on this field called chiropractic. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We are in a wonderful place relative to introducing you to someone who is extremely special to the Rizal Center for Healing, but also very special to the world at large. And when I say that, is it really lightens my heart when there's a new doctor carrying the torch moving forward and able to help people without drugs, without surgery. And we're talking about that piece that she brings to the plate. Dr. Marquise Rivera is a doctor of chiropractic, graduating from the very famous Life University in Atlanta, Georgia. And we've been very fortunate after her internships and expression within the veterans community at the VA hospitals and a couple mission trips outside of the country to have her with us and bring that expertise to our platform. Again, Dr. Rivera, welcome to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. And we have a lot to talk about relative to this thing called chiropractic. You know, chiropractic is based on a philosophy that, as you began to talk about in the first part of the program, that neurological interference causes impairment, leading to dysfunction within the body. And that impairment is usually a result of the nervous system not working properly, not expressing itself properly. We talk about something called a spinal or vertebral subluxation, which you talked about in the first part of the program, meaning just a minor millimetric off-centering of the bones of your spine, causing the nervous system not to be able to express itself properly, leading to pain, dysfunction, disharmony, disease processes, if you will. The essence of chiropractic says there's only three things that can cause that. And let's get into that a little bit. We have a few minutes, and I'd like to make sure that we don't miss the foundational principles of what it is that we do in our practice.
Absolutely. In chiropractic philosophy, we always have to remember the baseline of physiology, as you mentioned. We have to understand how biomechanically our spine works. And as we know, when we adjust the spine, we're stimulating mechanoreceptors. The given in lay terms, mechanoreceptors is what makes us move our joints, is what makes us bring our body into a full awareness. So stimulate these mechanoreceptors through the spine. Well, the spine houses most of our mechanoreceptors through joint complexes. So it has a positive effect on the brain. With chiropractic philosophy, as you mentioned, Dr. Rizal, we look at the stressors. So toxins, things that we put into our mouths, things that we inhale in our environment, stress, trauma, any kind of accidents, whiplash injury, as well as now I call the four T's, technology. As I mentioned before, we're looking at our phones, we're always on our desk, being on computers. Those can have a detrimental effect. Structure determines function. So we have to be able to remember and go back to the baseline of our spine. It should be well aligned. So therefore, we can adapt to these toxins, these stressors, and these traumas to therefore be able to fully be at a state of well-being.
You know, the emotional piece is one, particularly in the Washington metropolitan area, that third side of the triangle that we talk about is not the biochemistry of the brain, but very much the way the mind actually works. You know, the old expression, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. Or, you know, I think, therefore I am. That's the mind. That's not the chemistry of the system. And when we look at that and we understand that it has a huge impact and it's coupled with dysfunction structurally, is coupled with biochemical insult and poisons from our environment, pretty soon we have a body that is subject to what we'll call the slings and arrows of things that we really have a lot of control about. And, you know, the second part of the program, I want to get into what happens with different disease and dysfunctional considerations and how that nervous system really works to, if it goes into maladaption, what happens, but also what happens when we return it back to what we need to do. We've got a couple of minutes. I want you to talk about the expression of above down, inside out when it comes to chiropractic. You got about a minute and a half to do that with, but it's basically how, you know, we'll keep it structurally from the brain, the spinal cord, and how it expresses itself. You know, straighten our audience out on that a little bit.
Yes. So that's the major premise of the chiropractic philosophy, above, down, inside out. And what that is explaining is that through the brain, we get a signal to every muscle, organ, tissue in the body. Every muscle, organ, and tissue in the body will have a signal back to the brain. So it's that universal intelligence, above, down, inside out. And as a chiropractor, as a healer, that is my major premise. That is my inspiration. That's how I innovate with every person I touch, that above and through my heart, I'm serving the person in front of me, because I know that they were born with this innate perfection, and that is expressed within their body, within their nervous system.
You know, what people don't understand is, I'm going to jump in just a second because we're running close to a break. Yes. When the fetus is formed, when the embryo is formed, the first thing that is formed is the nervous system above everything else. The brain, then the spinal cord unravels, and it begins to show these little fibers that go off, and then these little buds form, and these little buds are the organ systems and so forth. So there's this constant ongoing communication between the brain, the spinal cord, and the body. And when that's impaired, you have dysfunction, you have disease that causes us to suffer, if you will. We're coming up to a break. When we get back in the second part of the program, I want to talk about how this actually takes place and the patients that we see that are really sick. My guest in studio, Dr. Marquise Rivera. This is exciting. I really enjoy talking about the premise of what we do from a structural, chemical, emotional platform. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
This is Dr. Tom Rizal Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. This is Dr. Tom Rizal, and we have a very special program and a very special guest for you today. And it's one that's exciting for me on a lot of different levels because we're talking about my favorite subject. It's called chiropractic and what that really is all about. But more importantly, I get excited when I have a young doctor that I feel is going to be extraordinary in serving our community and mankind. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to be able to roll her in to our practice at the Rizal Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dr. Marquise Rivera. Dr. Marquise, welcome again. And thank you for saying yes to joining me on the radio today. And we had a lot to talk about. We could actually sit and talk about this subject, chiropractic, for hours because it's so fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, we dropped off the second part or first part of the program talking about how the brain and the spinal cord signals the rest of the body, and that has to be the primacy. And it's not, you know, when an organ system dysfunctions, there's a whole lot more to that organ system than just chemistry. You know, we talk about, well, the liver needs this and it's overly toxic and so forth, but the liver can't work and can't work. And, you know, any of the other organ systems can't work unless the nervous system is expressing itself, communicating, if you will, without any impairment. You talked about the presence of something called a spinal subluxation in the first part of the program. And that's where the vertebrae, the bones of the spine are off center millimetrically, just enough that it causes an irritation to the nerve as it goes out to the organ and to the muscle, and we have that ongoing communication. So let's talk about, you know, when you look at a patient, obviously at the Rizal Center for and all of our doctors, we look at things multidimensionally. We look at the chemistry, we look at the energetic platform, we look at the levels of toxicity within the body, we look at all those things. But initially, none of those things could be addressed if the nervous system isn't working properly. So whether it's somebody who comes in with a intestinal problem, whether they come in with a weakened immune system, whether they come in with a heart fibrillation problem, we have to talk about the nervous system and is that working well enough that we can actually, I'll use the phrase, we can turn the lights on to that system and get it to optimize itself. So let's talk about that craziness called a spinal subluxation. What is it really all about? What is the mechanics, the physiology about that?
So whenever we have, when we speak of subluxation, we're speaking of as well the neurospinal system, because subluxation is speaking of spinal cord as well as housing. We're speaking of the spinal cord as well as the vertebral column that houses the spinal cord. So we got to be very precise when we speak of these subluxations is when a bone is very little out of place, and just a little bit of minimal movement can have an effect on your nerves, can have an effect on your lymph system. Therefore, as we had mentioned before, every nerve is specifically innervating a muscle and organ. So if you put this all into play, we see it as a full picture. If you have any kind of subluxation, you're reducing your quality of life. So when you see a chiropractor, you're actually enhancing your effectiveness. You're enhancing your performance. So everyone should be seeing a chiropractor because we need to enhance the quality of life. And that's through chiropractic adjustments.
So what I hear you say at this point is that you just don't go to see a chiropractor. You don't go to see someone like you or me or somebody else just because you have impairment, disease, dysfunction, something that is irritating, but you go to keep your health at a higher level, at a higher optimization, keeping your immune system stronger, your ability to deal with things like this crazy world that we're living in right now, this nonsensical viral pattern that's out there. Going to a chiropractor actually can enhance your immunological response to all kinds of things. So when you go see a chiropractor, you talked about something called a subluxation or a vertebral off-centering misalignment that can cause all kinds of things. It can cause pain if it goes long enough. It depends on the fibers that it hits on the nerves. It can cause loss of function, and that's where we're seeing things shut down. So a person goes to a dentist, and that dentist says, well, you have a cavity, or you have something wrong. And the patient says, well, that's why I came here. I can't tell that. You can tell that because that's what you do, right? So our audience, if they don't go to a chiropractor, they really can't tell that they are subluxated. They have to see somebody like you to find out if that's true and if that subluxation, if you will, is causing neurological impairment. Am I on the right track there?
Absolutely. It's valuable to get your spine checked by myself and for many other chiropractors because we do that. We specifically and precisely look at the body as an entity, as a full system. We look at the muscle tone. We look at the muscle function. We look at gait patterns, how you're walking. What are some excess and deficiencies in the muscle pattern itself? So we look at those subtleties and we palpate the muscles as well. Is it atrophied? Is it hypertonic? Is it stress? Especially with these stress patterns that were overloaded by being isolated in this craziness that we're going through right now, we're seeing a lot of stress patterns, a lot of sympathetic overload. So as a matter of fact, chiropractic is correlated with the chiropractic adjustments. You're actually stimulating the autonomic nervous system. You're stimulating parasympathetics. So you're having this tick for tack. Like if we adjust the spine, we're actually effectively and positively affecting the parasympathetic area of the brain, right? So therefore it's correlated. And we have to be careful with those terminologies about correlative and causation, right? Chiropractic adjustments is likely to affect areas of the brain that calm the nervous system.
You know, that's a very amazing premise, if you will, a theory. People say, well, that's your philosophy. Well, it's not. It's based on hard science. You talked about the parasympathetic system. You talked about the sympathetic system. Sympathetic system is fight flight. It's the one that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. This crazy world that we're living in right now, we're all in a state of some fight flight reaction. We're in overdrive constantly. But to do that, our internal healing process, which is driven by the parasympathetic system, is being dampened down and depleted dramatically because we can't rest. Sleep is a healing process. Patients are coming in and telling our doctors in the clinic that they're not able to sleep. They're in a high state of anxiety, that they don't know what's going on, but they've never felt like this before. It's because the vibration, if you will, and I'll use that term loosely and broadly, is affecting all of us in a very negative way in our system, and our nervous system is impacted by that. And so we're constantly in a state of hyper-irritation. And so our internal system that needs to go into rest to repair is not being able to rest and repair. And then, you know, we can talk about the the vaccines and so forth, and how those things are affecting the body in a, my opinion, a not so positive way. But we can talk about that on another show, because this is not the time for that. But that's neither here nor there. You can all send me notes at drtomrozell.com, and I will answer you. Or you can simply also go to rozellcare.com and send me a note through that website, and I will respond. I'll tell you what my opinion is, my own personal opinion, and what I'm doing. And you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to that, I'm just kind of segueing for a second, whether you choose to vaccinate, not vaccinate, that's your decision. But I encourage you, as I always have, to make sure that you do your homework and you do it really, really carefully, because the truth isn't what it seems to be. So just be careful and do what you need to do. Let's talk about things that are more pleasurable. Let's talk about this thing called chiropractic. So chiropractic, to recap for our audience, is based on the premise that any neurological interference, meaning impairment of the nerve expression to the targets, meaning muscles and organs, if it's not being expressed properly, can cause disease, dysfunction, impairment, all ultimately leading to pathological considerations. And we said that subluxations are the cause of that. That's an off-centering of the vertebrae in a way that causes that dampening down or overexcitement of the nerve root. And now the organ systems or the targets are, you know, the ones that are going to be fundamentally impaired. So what do you see? We have a few minutes. And what do you see when a patient comes in and comes under your care that has a pain pattern? Say, you know, my arm is hurting me, my knee is hurting me, my I got headaches and so forth. Is that a localized problem, or how often is it strictly related to a long-term subluxation that was ignored over a period of time?
Yes, absolutely. So when I see my patients come in, I'm seeing a lot of the patterns as we cater to in our office, the mental, structural, and the chemical stressors. So when someone has, say, shoulder pain, it's hard to look at the body as a full entity. Okay, we know that the gallbladder can have an effect on the shoulder pattern and actually create some kind of pain, trigger pain there. So we look at the organ system as well as the muscle structure. We're looking at the local structures. What's the supraspinatus, the rotator cuff? Well, how is it functioning? How are the muscle strength patterns? We look at those effects, because sometimes even with our daily activities, such as sleeping, a lot of people sleep on their stomach. A lot of people sleep on their side, and they're compressing that neck and that shoulder. This can cause impingement and can cause these patterns that can cause impingement, immobility, those kind of things. So I try to kind of look it into the pieces, so therefore I can find the true cause of that shoulder pain.
I'm going to jump in a second, because you're talking about shoulder pains, and it's triggering a memory of a patient that was in the office this year. And it's one of my patients, and I hadn't seen her for a long period of time. And this goes back to about February. And she came in and she had very serious left breast tenderness, and it was left upper quadrant, and there was no lumps or bumps, but you couldn't touch it. And Dareth had, who you know runs our thermography section and also is in the practice doing wellness coaching and the like. She had taken a thermography, and there was an irritation that was demonstrated by increased blood signaling, blood supply. And she was about to go in and have a mammogram done and then an ultrasound, and then they were going to do an exploratory biopsy. And I said, no, why are you doing this? There's nothing there. I said, let's check this out. And what we found was the lower part of her neck was not in the position it should be. It was causing irritation that the nerve that goes down to the side of the breast, called the long thoracic nerve, was irritated. And subsequently, that pain was there. We treated her. We adjusted her, moved the vertebrae back into position, and with that one adjustment, that pain was totally gone. And they were going to go in and they were going to slice and dice and cut and cause all kinds of, you know, my opinion, you know, ridiculous impairment due to that. But here we have something that was very predictable and was able to turn it around. We're coming up to a break. This is a fascinating program. I'd love to go into tons of anecdotal stories like that because those are so important. People need to really understand what happens in the body. My guest today, Dr. Marquise Rivera, an amazing, amazing young doctor in the Rizal Center for Healing. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. We're here every Sunday for you at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you who are around the country know exactly what the time frames are. And I want to say thank you very much for listening to us because we get huge amounts of email. We try very much to get back to you as fast as we possibly can. And again, I want to express our sincere thanks to those of you who are in the armed services. I don't know how you find us, but you do. You're all over the world. I try to do the best that I can to get back to you personally. Again, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. And if you're ever in town, just stop in and say hello. I'd love to shake your hand and thank you very much for all that you do for us. My guest today, Dr. Marquise Rivera. She is a young, budding, super intelligent, capable doctor at the Rizal Center for Healing. It's like, you know, you went out and you hit that sweet spot. Well, that's she is. And that's what we ended up with. And I'm so delighted that she is the, if you say, the next generation, because, you know, if I knew what she knew coming out of school, I would be like 10 times better than I've ever thought of being now. But again, Dr. Marquise, thank you for being on the program. We got a few minutes. Let's wrap it up a little bit. And I'm truly excited. I'm super excited about, you know, who you are and what your background is and your ability to bring things to the plate that, you know, are new and interesting and so forth. What's your vision moving forward relative to areas of interest, if you will, and the things that you want to do with patients? I know that's, you could sit here and talk to me for about a half hour, but you got about 3 minutes, so maybe less.
Not a problem. My true goal as a healer and as a chiropractor is to help people as I can, thousands, millions, without surgery and without drugs. With my two hands, with my presence, with my heart, I'm able to touch souls. I'm able to educate them on and remind them, not really educate, but remind them of how truly powerful they are, right? Because we are innately, we were born perfect. And it's that expression that expresses once you get a chiropractor adjustment. We are meant to bend, twist, fold, fall. We're meant to get the stressors. We're meant to get to adapt, right? But we're seeing that through time, we're not adapting. And so chiropractors, myself, you, Dr. Rizal, we're helping people connect back to their individuality, to their gift. And that's called their presence, their neurology, their well-being, their health. You know, we're giving them hope. So I think that's my true goal, is to really impact millions through chiropractic.
You know, I use this expression very carefully when I deal with young practitioners, and I choose to who I express it to, but you're one that I will, and is simply saying this: my profession is safe in your hands. Thank you. It's important that we have people ongoingly that look at the body at a place of being able to turn itself around, and you, my dear colleague, are one of them. And I'm so delighted that you have joined us at the Rizal Center for Healing. If you'd like to meet Dr. Rivera and you'd like to have her do a consult with you, real simple, call the office 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117, or you can go online and do it. You can go to rozellecare.com and make an appointment. Go see this amazing, amazing doctor who brings a wealth and a breadth of data, education that, you know, I'm excited about, and we're really privileged to have her with us. We're coming up to that place in the program where, you know, it's way too short, and I'd love to be able to continue the process longer, but unfortunately we can't. We'll be here next week with a brand new program. I love you all, and that's why we continue to do this program. See you then. Bye.